How I think today is how I live today. How I think today is how I live today. How do I think today? That's a very good question. It's something that all of us are confronted with every once in a while. How do I think today? Do I think of the problems in the world? Do I think of the needs that people have and that I have? Do I think of all of the circumstances in the world that are needing my attention? If that is what I think about, then that is how I live today. I live in those problems. I live in those needs. I live in all those circumstances. Is that what I really want to do? Is that how I really want to live? Do I want to live aware of all the world's upsetness, uptightness? It seems as though I do, because those are things that are coming at me from all sides. Now think, if you are a teacher, a guru, a philosopher, if you are someone who is training people in the art of wholeness and healing and right action and belief of values, and then people come to you and say, I got in trouble with the police. I got in trouble with my family. I got in trouble with the world because they just don't understand me. And then you say, what would you like? Would you like them to understand you? Would you like them to be harmonious with you? Oh, yes, yes, that would be wonderful. That'd be so great. Do you want me to say, to research with you all your problems? Oh, that'd be so wonderful. That'd be so great. If you could think over with me all of my problems. Now, the teacher, the guru, the philosopher, the practitioner says to this person, do you want to have more problems or do you want to have solutions? Well, if you don't understand my problem, how can you help me with a solution? And so then the teacher says, I'm not helping you with the solutions. If I know your problems, I'm helping you with the problems. If I know your solutions, or at least the direction you want to go, then I can help you with that. But if you just tell me your problems and worry me over your problems, and have me think about your problems and empower your problems by my thought, then I don't know that that's what I really want to do. I wouldn't do that for myself, and I certainly wouldn't do that for you. Now, what is it that we want? Do we want to spend a life working on solutions of glorious things? How I think today? I think today about great solutions, great achievements, great abilities to do all the wonderful things I want to do. And this is how I live today. I live thinking on those solutions. I live thinking on those wonderful things that are going to make my life a lot happier, a lot more fulfilled, a lot more wonderful in every way. And this is exciting, and this is really very good. But how can I do that? How can I do that? This morning, Rex was very excited. And he was excited for 3 or 4 hours. And as he was so excited, I knew he was realizing there was a mouse in the house, and that mouse had to be caught. And Jeannie, our cat, catches mice and brings them in the house, alive and having run all around the Hermitage. And Rex says, no, we should not have mice in the Hermitage. My dad doesn't want them in the Hermitage. We don't want them there. And so Rex put his head under the bed and barked, and he looked this way and he looked that way and he searched. I said, Rex, know that at its proper time, the mouse will be taken care of. And then I went on with my other activities. And Rex stopped barking. He stopped being so excited. And he laid at my feet here. He laid at my feet there. He laid wherever I was, whatever I would move and whatever I did. And then he left me. And I didn't think a thing about it. I was busy with my own projects. And when I went out to look out the front door, there out on his pad was the remains of a mouse, a big old mouse. Oh, it was a big guy. And you might call him a rat, but he wasn't quite big enough for a rat. And so I went out there, picked him up. He was long since moved on to his next dimension, and I dropped him into the trash can. Now, Rex was done with him. Rex caught him and brought him in tow. Jeannie had caught him and brought him in the house, and she'd had her fun with him. And he moved on to his next dimension, and he's having fun there with his new attitudes toward life. Now, if I would concentrate on catching that mouse, I would be moving furniture and I'd be doing all sorts of things. But I just said, no, I put the cause in motion that Rex catches the mouse and takes him out of the house. And he did. And I didn't even see it. I did not have to chase after the problem. I did not have to chase after the mouse. I did not have to have the mouse be any more concerned to me. I just released him. Now, I could have released him having the mouse run out of the house himself, but the mouse was not too familiar with our kitty door and our doggy doors, and so I didn't have it in my consciousness that he would be able to be wise enough to go out. Now, I could have done that because my wisdom could have been his wisdom, and he'd know exactly how to go out, but I didn't do that. I was giving a little too much concentration to the problem. And as I was thinking about it, it became something very important. And then I decided, no, I will release it. I will release it, and I will know that Rex will do his job that he likes to do. He is the greatest mouser you could ever imagine. He catches mice that cats don't even begin to catch. Well, when I released it, then I could put my attention on all the other things I wanted to do, and I could live today in a beautiful, positive, beneficial way. We all live beautiful, positive, beneficial ways, but we don't always know that we're living them. We don't always realize that we are putting causes in motion to bring about results that we really want. Now, are you putting causes in motion to bring about results that you want, or are you concentrating on the problem? The problem in our lives is completely gone. We no longer have any interest, any concern, anything at all about problems. The problems are not in our consciousness. The problems are not anything we think about. We release them. And we just say, okay, all is in divine order. And that's much better. If I had said all is in divine order, then that mouse would have been where he was happiest. But I had to play along with the game because I was mixed up in it. And the game became very positive for me because I was mixed up in it. Now, I didn't have to be. I was mixed up in it because I allowed myself to be concerned. Do we catch the mouse? Can we take the mouse out of the house? Why did Jeannie bring the mouse in the house? Will Rex catch the mouse? Will Rex stop barking and go after the mouse and get to the... Will the mouse be out of the house? Was the mouse finally out of the house? And did I finally dispose of the mouse? Yes, 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 yes. Now, when I teach myself to say all is in divine order, when I teach myself to say I let go and let the divine fulfill itself, then I have no further response to it. I have no further interest in it. It is not my problem, so to speak. It is now, the solution is done. I put it in divine order. And when I put anything in divine order, it fulfills itself in divine order. And Rex and his mouse, Jeannie and her mouse, me and my mouse, we each handled it a little differently. But when I released it, and I told Rex, cool it, it's all in divine order now. When we released it, then it was no longer something that was living, that we were living today. It's done. It's over with. It's complete. And that's the way we want to do. All of the so-called problems are solutions. And that's where we put our attention on the solutions and we experience the solutions. How I think today is how I live today. How I think today is how I live today. And I think today in wonderful, beautiful, fulfilled ways. It is done.